Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom. We take a word and we expound on it a little bit, try to find 8 or 10 scriptures and reference it to what exactly meant, who was doing the talking, who were they talking to, and what was it about. Today we have a great word. It's the word faith, F-A-I-T-H, faith. So let's jump in, Matthew 6, verse 30. And this is from the New Living Translation. Now, if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown them to the fire tomorrow, this is Jesus talking, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Now, the Bible talks about there's great faith, little faith, weak faith, strong faith, no faith. Faith's a muscle. The more you use it, the more it works. So Matthew 8:10, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turned to those who were following him, he said, I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. What did Jesus say? Man, I found great faith. He's rebuking a lot of people that have little faith or no faith. Well, this is a Roman centurion, and he's come to Jesus. He has a servant that he loves very much, who's sick nigh to death, the Bible says. So he comes to Jesus, and he asks him, Jesus, I have a servant that I love, served me very well. He's nigh to death. And Jesus said, well, I'll come, and I'll lay hands on him. And the Roman centurion says, Joe, no, you don't need to come. I'm a man under authority like you. I say, go to somebody, and they go. I say, come to somebody, and they come. I understand you, Jesus, how you work. You, too, are a man under authority. All I need you to do is speak the word. You don't need to come to my house. If you say the word, my servant will be healed. That's what the Roman centurion said. Jesus responded and said this, I have not seen faith like this in all of Israel. This is the greatest faith I've seen in the nation of Israel from this Roman centurion. Whoa. Matthew 8:26. Jesus responded, why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he got and rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. Well, Jesus has been preaching all day, 3 great sermons. They're getting in the boat. They got to cross the Sea of Galilee, go to the other side. Jesus gets in the boat, the Bible says. He goes in the belly of the boat. He falls asleep. He's wore out. And the disciples are going across the lake. Well, if you've ever been to the Sea of Galilee, it's a great place, beautiful place. But there can be violent storms just break up quickly. And so they're going across the other side. All of a sudden, this violent storm, the boat is rocking, the winds are blowing, the lightning's flashing, and they think they're going to drown. And they woke Jesus up, said, Master, don't you care? We're going to perish. We're going to drown. And the Bible says, why are you so afraid? Jesus came out of the deep sleep. Why are you so afraid? He said, you have so little faith. Then he got up, rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm, and the disciples were amazed. Who is this person? That even the wind and the waves obey him. Who is this person? Great, great passage. Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. Some people brought to Jesus a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, not the guy on the mat, seeing the faith of those that brought them, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven. And he got up healed. It wasn't his faith. It was the faith of those that brought him. So you can pray for your family. You can pray for your parents, your kids, your grandkids, your in-laws. Your prayers of faith work. Amazing. Matthew 9:22. Jesus turned around when he saw her. Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was healed at once. Well, this is a woman who's been bleeding to death basically for 12 years. Went to all kinds of medical people. Nobody could help her. She said, I'm dying. And she heard that Jesus was coming. And so she's crawling. Jesus is coming to a crowded street there in town, and she's on the ground underneath all these people. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. So all of a sudden, the Bible says Jesus walked this crowded street, people bumping shoulder to shoulder. All of a sudden, he said, whoa, wait a minute. He said, somebody touched me. And the apostle said, everybody's touching. Everybody's touching. He said, no, I felt virtue out of me. Somebody put a demand on me. So he backed the people up. This woman's laying down below him. And he said, woman, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. She's crawling on the ground with a lot of people because she wasn't allowed to come out in public because she's got the issue of blood. And so she just grabbed the hem of his garment. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And she was. Man, there's so many great stories. Matthew 9:29. Then he touched her eyes and said, because of your faith, it will happen. He heals the blind, raises the dead, heals sick people. Matthew 14:31. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith. Why did you doubt? I mean, this is Jesus. The disciples have crossed on the river. Jesus stayed on the shore. It's nighttime. Thunder's breaking out, Sea of Galilee again. Lightning's flashing. Jesus had stayed on the shore. All of a sudden, look up, and they say Jesus walking on the water. He's walking on in the middle of a violent storm. Like, watch that fly. Who is that? They said, it's Jesus. He's walking on the water. And Peter said, Lord, if that's you, ask me to come out there. And Jesus hollered, well, come on. And Peter gets out of the boat. Storm's raging, lightning's flying. And Peter begins to walk on the water. And so he's walking toward Jesus. And the other 11 disciples, Lord, Peter's walking on the water. And the Bible says halfway across, he starts to look at the waves and the wind. And the minute Peter got his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink. And so I used to tell the story to the high school. So Peter's sinking. He prayed the shortest prayer in the Bible. Hello. he said this, why did you doubt? Why did you have so little faith? Why did you doubt me? He picked him up and they walked back to the boat. Now, I'm sure I used to think about this. He's the only one he got on to. Peter's the only one Jesus got on. The other 11, he didn't get onto them. Why? They weren't doing anything. Now, I played sports, football, basketball, baseball. Coach only gets on the one who's participating. The coach does not get on the one sitting on the bench. He gets on the ones that are playing. He's trying to make them better. So when you finally start moving out, you're going to get corrected, but you're moving. It's just a good sign. Matthew 15:28. Dear woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is great. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed instantly. You got to come to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He will not turn us away. Matthew 21:21. Then Jesus told them, I'll tell you the truth. If you have faith, and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. People say, well, that's out of context. No, it's in context. It's what Jesus said. Mark 10:52. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has healed you. And instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Blind man on the side of the road, been born blind. And he's hollering out. And Jesus goes, oh, what am I going to do for you, Lord, that I might receive my eyesight? And he got a new set of eyeballs. It was incredible. And they drug him down to the Sanhedrin that day. And they asked him, do you believe this guy, Jesus? Do you believe he's the Son of God? And he answered, he said, I don't know. All I know is once I was blind and now I see. That's all I know. Acts 3:16. Through faith in the name of Jesus, the man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Acts 20:21. I have one message for Jews and Greeks alike. The necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God and having faith in our Lord Jesus. He's telling the Jews and the Greeks. This isn't just for Jewish people. It's for everybody. Romans 3:28. So we are made right with God. God through faith and not obeying the law. Now, the law was good, but nobody got saved by the law. The law just let us know how bad we were. God gave the law to Moses so that we needed a Savior. We didn't know we needed a Savior until God gave the law. Romans 3:30. There's only one God, and he makes people right with himself only by faith. How are you going to make me right? By faith, by believing. Whether they're Jews or Gentiles, everybody gets saved the same way. Romans 4:3. Well, the scriptures tell us Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. When do we believe God? His faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's eyes by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. We've been made right in God's sight by faith. Oh, man. Then Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How do you get faith? Got to get in the Bible. That's how you get faith. You get in the word of God. Guys, this is just one word, faith. We're going to cover a lot of words. So tune in next time. We'll get another new word and we'll find out what the Bible says. And it'll stir a hunger in you. It'll make you want to read more and study more. So God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.